the flight of Spain's most gifted. Living and teaching in South America for a few years is an opportunity for hundreds of Spanish lecturers, but it is wrong to think the Spanish economy will automatically benefit in the future. Stories of legions of supremely well-qualified young Spaniards, with multiple degrees and speaking several languages, have abounded for years at this point, but concrete total numbers are harder to come by, with different official institutions in different countries offering different figures. El País this weekend reports that hundreds of Spanish graduates and PhDs are emigrating to better paid jobs in more vibrant South American universities in national economies that are investing in the education of their citizens. For those gifted Spaniards lucky enough to be selected, a South American educational El Dorado awaits, with countries offering 3,500 or even 4,500 euros per month on temporary or permanent contracts. Such salary figures are unheard of in Spain in this, the seventh year of economic crisis. Enrique Iglesias, the former Ibero-American Secretary General, whom the King of Spain recently made a member of the Order of the Golden Fleece, points out that poverty is eradicated with quality education, that the knowledge society demands educated citizens, and that advances in technology mean only those with an education will belong to the society of the future. Here in Spain, Spanish ministers and even members of the royal family have for years said in public that they think so many young Spaniards travelling abroad is a good thing, as if so many did so willingly on a kind of modern version of 18th century grand tours, that the international travel and work abroad are wonderful character-building exercises that will enrich those who leave and enrich the Spanish economy when they return. But, as those Spanish academics interviewed by El País point out, Spain is wasting the young, enthusiastic talent it has invested so much in educating so well in the first place. Cuts, cuts, and more cuts in teaching places and research grants, on top of poorly paid temporary contracts and a stagnant career path even if they do get a place, must make thousands of euros a month in South America seem like a very easy choice to make, professionally speaking. And many would not have embarked on such faraway adventures had their own country been capable of offering them gainful employment closer to home and family. Having travelled all that way, they will begin to make lives for themselves, and then life has a funny way of happening and changing one's original ideas. It is not at all certain, as Spanish government ministers would like Spaniards to believe, that all, or even most of them, will one day return. With 5.9 million unemployed Spaniards and chronically below average results on PISA education tests, Spain is very far from solving the very complex and interrelated twin problems of education and employment for citizens in 2014 Spain, never mind for those young Spaniards who will leave school or university in 5, 10 or 15 years' time. Those Spaniards now leaving for South America are to be congratulated on their achievement and wished the best of luck on their global adventure. Furthermore, their teaching goals can be considered noble. They will help to educate millions of South American students. Money, ideas, intellect, and enthusiasm, human energy, will flow to those countries around the globe that most welcome them and allow them to flourish and experiment in this 21st century, and to those countries that are most able to provide for them and their families. But what of countries like Spain, unable to offer an attractive national economic environment for gifted academics and researchers? What type of economy will Spain become as the nation's net intelligence level lowers with the passing of time?